I want you to think back to the very first part of today and ask yourself the question, how did I wake up? Think about it. How many of us ever think about waking up? Somehow our brain gets active, our eyes open, the light makes our optic nerves begin to do the nervous thing that goes to the back of our brain where the vision center is, and we see the first glimpse of the morning. Sight is a precious thing to us, but so is spiritual sight. And that's what today's gospel really is about. It's about spiritual sight. It's about the Jesus who touched the eyes of that man born blind and enabled him to see. But if we leave it just at the physical level, we're really missing the story. Because what Jesus is doing is touching the eyes of his heart so that that man could see who Jesus was. That he was the eternal love of the Father made human. What a sacramental moment that was for that man. To be anointed with the mud that Jesus made and to be sent to be washed in the pool of Siloam. That is a sacramental moment, an encounter, the very living presence of God. Well, we've had that encounter ourselves. We have been anointed. We have been washed in a bath. And we have been formed into a relationship with God on the day of our baptism. And on the day of our baptism, we were given the sight of a Christian. We were told on the day of our baptism to wake up to the reality of God. But we can be like the Pharisees. We might think we know it all. We might think that we see. And then there's no room for vision. Because we get stuck in our image. And what Jesus says to the Pharisees is, the moment that you think you can see is the moment of your blindness. The man born blind depended upon Jesus for the gift of sight, and so must we. To see as Jesus did. To be touched by the living word of the Father. So that we have not our vision, but the vision of the kingdom. So that we live our lives not as selfish individuals, but as baptized members of the body of Christ. We are called to wake up to our relationship with Jesus Christ, to see the world through his eyes, to be like the man born blind, to be touched by Christ, and not only to see, but to hear his living word, as the man born blind did when Jesus went and found him, and he asked him, do you know who the Son of Man is? Jesus touches us, and he speaks to us, and he tells us who he is. But to do that, we need to want to see. To do that, we need to want to wake up. We want to hear the word made flesh. My brothers and sisters, every Sunday, we are given an opportunity to see and to wake up and to hear Christ. We continue to prepare for the institution of the new missal. We begin to reflect today on the liturgy of the word. Because it is in the liturgy of the word that we hear the very voice of God. It is in the liturgy of the word that the Jesus who opened the eyes of the man born blind touches our eyes so that we can see. It is in the liturgy of the word that Jesus says to each of us, wake up. As we heard on Ash Wednesday, that today is the day of salvation. It is in the liturgy of the word that the living voice of Jesus Christ speaks to us from the Gospels. And I think sometimes we miss the importance of the liturgy of the word. Sort of the readings are this thing we need to get through to the most important of the heart. But I want to ask you a question. If Jesus was here today and he was telling us the story of the calling of David in the first reading, what would our reaction be? Would we tune him out? Would we talk? Would we have conversation with our neighbor? But the reality is, when that reading is proclaimed, it is God who speaks. The lector is only an instrument. When Gary and I proclaim the gospel, we're only instruments. Because it is God who is speaking to us. The very same Jesus in the gospel who touched the man born blind is speaking to you and to me in the words of the Holy Gospel. So if Jesus was here today speaking to us, what would we do? Would we walk in late? Oh, well, it's not really that important what he's saying. Would we be talking to our neighbor or reading something else, or would our minds be someplace else? Because after all, what Jesus has to say is not pertinent to the 21st century. And we will stay blind. We will not be awake, we will stay asleep if we have that attitude. I know those of you who have families that it's hard sometimes to get everybody together to get to church here on time. I empathize with you. I do get it. But we need to challenge ourselves. Because if we miss the liturgy of the word, then we've missed Jesus talking to us. And even those who get here on time, we can miss the liturgy of the word too. Because we're not really listening. We might hear the word. We're not listening to the word in our hearts. It takes energy to listen. It takes an effort to really hear the word. But my brothers and sisters, if the man born blind hadn't been touched by Jesus and hadn't heard his voice, he would have remained in darkness in spite of his ability to physically see. Every single one of the saints would not be saints if they had not opened their hearts to the words of the Holy Scripture. They would have remained blind and unable to see and to sleep. The church has given you and myself a great gift. Over the 3-year period of the liturgy, the cycle of the readings, you and I hear almost the entirety of the 4 Gospels and a large percentage of the entire Bible. In the pre-Vatican II liturgy, you heard one Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew. And it was in Latin, so nobody ever heard it. Nobody realized until the liturgy was translated into English how much of the scripture was actually used in the old liturgy, in the chants and in the psalms. The great gift of the Council Fathers at the time of the Second Vatican Council was to give you and to give me, in the revision of the lectionary, they handed us the scriptures. They gave us the gift of the Word of God. And I think sometimes we throw that gift away. We don't hear it, as I said before. We hear the words, but don't listen with our hearts. So I encourage you, and I challenge myself today. How important is the liturgy of the word to you? If God was standing right here, right now, would you be just tuning him out? If Jesus was here and says to you what he says to the man born blind, who is the Son of Man, would you just walk away? The liturgy of the word is the God who is here speaking to you and to me. The gospel is the living word of Jesus Christ. It is Christ himself. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will be your light. Paul quotes from the ancient liturgy of baptism, That the newly baptized are to awake from the sleep of doubt and to open their eyes with faith. Are you awake? Are you listening? Am I awake? Am I listening? Or if we don't listen, we will be blind. We don't hear. We will be asleep. Let us ask for the grace this fourth Sunday of Lent to wake up to the faith, to see with the eyes of faith, and Christ will be our light. Christ the Word, who we have just heard.